This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. You're listening to the music of guitarist, singer, songwriter Matthew Curry from a few years ago. Curry now says his sound is evolving as he incorporates new artists into his listening repertoire. Ahead of his annual December show at the Castle Theater Saturday night, Curry stopped by the GLT studios to show off some of his new songs. The now 23-year-old Bloomington High grad said he has been digging into Americana and country music from the likes of Jason Isbell and Merle Haggard.
It's really interesting to kind of just step back from sort of my comfort zone and listen to stuff that I never thought that I would get really heavy into, but turns out I did.
Well, let's get at some of those songs. You are nice enough to give us a preview of some of the songs that'll be on an upcoming album.
Mm-hmm.
So are you looking at, what, sometime next year, 2019?
It's hard to say.
Let's hope so.
I really am chomping at the bit to release it, because we have the six I sent you, and then, you know, I don't know which ones you decided on that you'd want to.
Well, let's get
play,
to some of them then. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Let's play The Great Midwest. You previewed this last year when you were here. You played it in studio, acoustic.
Yeah, I listened back and sounded, I was like, man, I sounded rough. That was early in the morning for a musician.
Well,
man.
Let's just play this. It references the Mackinac River. It references your late father in this song. Let's play just a little bit of
cool.
it.
Cool.
As the sun hits the horizon and yields the light of the moon, my mind takes me back in time to a lazy afternoon on the banks of the Mackinac.
Does traveling so much around the country, does it sort of center you in the Midwest in a way?
Yeah. Man, I love to, just like any true, I guess what we call a road dog, or, you know, like anybody that really loves playing music on the road, I love to travel and see all the different places and get to experience, you know, driving through the mountains or through the Everglades. You know, it's always cool just to see that stuff, but Bloomington and the Midwest is home and probably always will be.
What's your favorite part of the Mackinac?
This is actually an interesting story. This place we call Polka Dot Beach, because it's the first, when my brother Andrew and I were maybe anywhere between 7 and 10, maybe younger, I can't remember.
And for our listeners who don't know, it's Matthew's twin brother, Andrew.
Yeah, and my dad took us on our first river camping trip to this spot, and it overlooks this real beautiful bluff, and that was our very first camp trip with just my brother, myself, and my dad, and we found a little soft-shell turtle with, you know, polka dots on its back. So from then on, it was Polka Dot Beach, and always remember my dad saying, whenever I die, I want my ashes spread on the Mackinac. Maybe a year or so after he passed away, we there at Polka Dot Beach, that's where he stays. So every time we go camping, that's where we camp and,
so you're camping
and pour beer out for him. And
as I threw in the line, almost heard my daddy call, son, you get back sometime. Where things seem real, the great Midwest, far from concrete and steel.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with Matthew Curry, previewing songs from an upcoming album. Well, let's get to another song. And I can't help thinking this is about your dad, I Think of You.
Mm-hmm. This one was tough, man. This one was really hard. It's been one of those that was in the works ever since he passed away.
Huh.
Took me years and years and years to be able to put it together the way I wanted to and kind of not, you know, break down in the, you know, midst of doing it, so.
When the moonlight casts a gentle glow on the water as the river flows, I'll think of you and what we used to do. When I look up to the sky above, can you see me? Can you feel the love I feel for you? Tell me true. Well, I think of you in those quiet times when my mind will drift away. And I think of you when I hurt inside, when words I just can't say. I think of you. When I reach out for your guiding hand, will you pull me up and help me stand? Can I count on you a time or two?